The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Girls Night. I'm your host, Alexis Waters. Let's get started.
What's up, Girls Night gang? And welcome to a brand new episode of Girls Night with your girl, Alexis Waters. Today, I have Astrid back on the podcast, and we are going to break down Vanderpump Rules and Bravo's new hit TV show, The Valley. Woohoo!
Oh, excited. Although Vanderpump was kind of meh this week.
Yeah.
The Valley, great. Can't wait to chat.
Yeah. So Vanderpump Rules was definitely a bore this week. I don't know if it was overly act. Like, I felt it was very, I felt like they were trying to act. You know what I mean? Like, it was like poor acting. I don't know how to explain it. That was the vibe I was getting.
I also feel like it's in like this weird limbo stage where it's like, okay, we've now caught up with everyone. So like, something needs to now happen. It's like, I don't need to watch Sandoval talk about journaling every single week. Like, I don't need to see Joe and Schwartz paddleboarding barefoot, which is so weird. You know, it's like,
I know.
It wasn't interesting. Like, it just wasn't.
Yeah.
It was just the same thing over and over again. Like, Sheena said she lost her friend. Sandoval is journaling and sober and having weird pool parties. Ariana's just like too cool for everything. And then we had no James Kennedy. So, like, there was not even any comedic relief. So, I'm just like, when the episode was over, I was kind of like, what a waste of my time.
This was the first Vanderpump Rules episode that I was zoning out a little bit. I wasn't really fully.
I don't think I really chuckled at all.
Yeah. Well, James Kennedy, anytime he comes on the screen, I get so excited because everything he says right now is hilarious to me. He's definitely the number one guy in the group. I think he touched the flower and he was like, Allie, you know what I mean?
But that's not enough to carry a whole episode.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And then like, even the Jack stuff was like clearly a setup to then introduce the Valley.
Yeah.
So you're right. It just like didn't really feel authentic or like, I care to watch really any of it.
I know. I swear. I think that Vanderpump Rules is going to end and The Valley is going to be the new Vanderpump Rules. I don't know because we talked about this so many times. Vanderpump Rules has given us everything. Like, what more can these people give?
Yeah.
You know? And they don't even want to film together. So
no.
It's this awkward. I mean, I still love it. We're going to watch every episode and recap it. But you know what I mean? Like, this episode wasn't it. It was a bore.
No.
But I think every season needs that one episode that doesn't really have much. Just like a...
Before the build-up for the end. You're
yes.
right. Because last week was the mid-season trailer. So then this was kind of like a... okay, nothing's happening, but like
yeah.
we got to put out an episode. So I'm hoping it kind of picks back up. But like I thought it was kind of weird that there was an episode where Tom and Ariana are in the same room. And they're just like not going to talk to each other. And like, we don't get any type of conversation. Like, I think that's the only thing I'm like now still watching for is to see them have some kind of a something,
closure.
Right? It's like, even the Anne stuff wasn't even funny anymore. Cause it's like, I've seen four episodes of Anne texting the both of you. It's like,
yeah,
we've seen this. Give us something new.
Yeah, agreed. Let's just break it down, even though there's not much that happened. Let's just break down the episode of Vanderpump before we get into The Valley. But really quick, also, Andy Cohen did say that the last four episodes of Vanderpump Rules and the reunion are insane. But I feel like he always says that. But like he said he watched the last four episodes on a flight and it was crazy.
I believe him. I feel like he doesn't like overhype. Like I feel like he either says nothing or he says it's good. So I believe him because like there's still things from the trailer that I know are going to be good. Like when they're at the beach and they're hanging out and like Ariana accusing Tom of killing her dog or something like that.
Yeah.
Like all of those things, like that's obviously going to get good. And at the reunion, it's going to be hard for Ariana and Tom to like ignore each other and not yell at each other.
Yeah. And we also find out this season that Schwartz and Sheena made out in Vegas, which.
Right.
Which I don't know what's happening there.
Sheena was kind of like a little hoe, I feel like, for a while there.
Yeah.
Like orgies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. We're going to. We'll
okay. Let's start at the top.
Yeah. Let's start. Okay. So Lala and Katie, Vanderpump Rules episode kicks off with Lala and Katie getting dinner because this season they're beefing a little bit. You could tell Ariana and Katie are kind of in cahoots, and then Sheena and Lala are in cahoots. So,
yeah.
But in the past, Lala and Katie were very close. So to see them beef a little bit, and they both have the same exact fighting style, so it's kind of, that is good TV. But they did have a very mature conversation on this past episode and talking about how they're both going below the belt. But if you think about it, Lala did go through something that was so traumatizing.
Yeah.
And they didn't really – Vanderpump Rules – last season, obviously, only talked about Raquel, Tom Sandoval, and Ariana's situation. They talked about Lala's, but I feel like she didn't really get that hype, that
same storyline, which is exactly the same thing, except it's like worse because there's a kid involved. You know what I mean? So that makes the whole thing even more traumatizing. It's like she doesn't have the option to just cohabitate or do all of these things. Like she had to protect her kids.
Yeah. And it was she. So Lala's trying to say to Ariana and Katie that she understands what she's going through, but Katie feels like she's making it about her, which is just like she's just trying to be relatable. I feel.
Yeah. Like I actually feel like I agree with Lala the most out of everyone. Like I feel like I thought based on the first episode, I wasn't going to vibe with Lala. And I feel like
that.
I am so wrong. She is so mature now. You know what? It must be because she's sober. Like,
I feel like you can just tell
that she is just like healthy and sober and doesn't like black out and forget things to where everybody else still does. And so she is able to like, I feel like this season we're really seeing Lala even just like acknowledge when she makes mistakes, which she did in that conversation. Like she said, like, I'm wrong too. But I just need you as a friend to validate my feelings. But the way she delivered it was like such a like nice, mature, constructive way to where I feel like that's the only reason Katie kind of received it. And I'm now flipping what I said at the beginning of the season. I'm like all for Lala and I'm just like over Katie now. Like I feel like Katie is just like riding the Ariana train.
Yeah.
And just thinks she's like too good for all of it. But it's like no one really did anything to you. And like for them to try and blame Sandoval for like the demise of her marriage because it had to do with the restaurant and stuff like that. It's like, no, Schwartz needs to just like take the accountability there. And like that's his fault. That's his marriage. And I feel like Katie's just like on this weird
It's like watching a slug. Like I feel like she's just like like it's like you don't I understand Tom Sandoval did something so terrible, but it's like the way she's reacting, and I don't like watching somebody that's just blah, like
She brings everything down. Like I don't know what they're expecting Lala and Sheena and everyone to do. It's like they're all on the same show, so it's like they have to be around each other. And like, if you are too cool, then be too cool and get off the show. But obviously, you don't think you're too cool because you're here.
And
I'm watching you.
I'm here. I'm watching you. I love her haircut. Like, I think she definitely did have a glow up. But I think also, I think you're going to kill me for saying this, but I do feel like Tom Sandoval also had a glow up this. Astrid. I really feel...
But it's because he's sober right now, too. Like, once he starts drinking, he's going to probably look worse. I'm telling you, when you're sober, you just look better. That's why pregnant people look so good. It's not because they're pregnant. It's that they're not drinking.
I'm telling you, I tried to be sober once. It wasn't for me, you know? Like, I tried. It's just out of the cards for me. But maybe one day, when I'm pregnant, that'll be the day. But then I'll be that. Anyways, okay. So, Tom Sandoval is now single... And throws a singles-only pool party, and it was the most uncomfortable thing I've ever watched. I don't know where he finds these people that come to his birthday, his parties, because it's just a set. It's like, I don't.
It's sad it's looking.
Like, yeah, it's sad. And it's
like,
not,
I'm cringe so hard. Here's what I know. Tom is so cringe. In quotations, to staying positive and testing negative. I'm like, what grown ass man would do a cheers like that? Like, that is so embarrassing.
And even,
and it's not funny when you're like a little man whore. Like, that's not. And like, even the girls, you could tell, were just like, we shouldn't have shown up here. This was a bad call.
Did they speak English or was I bugging out? The girls that I brought, I don't know if they spoke English, but even like when they got there, he was like, guys, let's take a shot. And he was like, cheers, bitches. And I don't know why I thought that was so uncomfortable. I'm like, I can't. And he's like taking like water shots. He's like, it's just all fucking cringe. He also tells them he's been out of the game for a while. So Tom Sandoval's in the pool. He's trying to spit game to these two girls that he picked up at See You Next Tuesday. And he's like, have you guys been to Burning Man? And they're like, I don't even think they spoke. Like, did they speak back?
I don't think so. I think it was just them like going from like happy faces to looking at each other like, we got to like, get out of here.
Yeah.
This and is not a good situation. And then it's like, he also is like weirdly implying, like trying to ask them if they knew who he was and what the whole situation was. And like, oh, I live with my ex. It's just like.
And then he crushes potato chips and puts them underneath Ariana's door. That part, I was like. Alrighty then.
Yeah, but just the whole pool party was just.
It was really, an awkward scene.
Really
like,
cringy.
I didn't,
like,
nothing.
The fact that anyone, like, signed a release waiver and was like, yeah, you can show my face at this party.
Yeah.
Judging them. Like, I would have left that party and been like, never mind. Give me my paperwork back. I cannot be a part of this.
And I just feel so bad for Anne, the
assistant.
The assistant, because she's just like handing out. I need to know Anne's salary or how much she gets paid for this, because she basically signed up to be Tom Sandoval's mom. And just, I don't know. What do you think, that she was a fan of the show? Like, but everybody, all the castmates talk so highly of Anne. So I think she just is a genuinely nice person and needs a job.
So did I see online somewhere that she's now Ariana's assistant, or did I make that up in my head?
I feel like I might have seen that too, but we might have made that. I think it might have been a made up scenario that we had in our
head. Well, Ariana should take her, because she seems like she's like really on top of her game.
Yeah, but
like,
she.
I don't think Tom understands what an assistant is supposed to do, because it's definitely not your laundry. That's a housekeeper. That's a separate job. So
yeah.
Like, is he paying her to be a cleaning lady and an assistant? And like, it's just.
And if you really think about it, I never, like, I started getting Tyler's laundry stench recently, and boys smell so gross. And I feel so bad for you, because you have
a lot of them. A lot. Disgusting.
You have Kevin and two boys. Wait, it's a different kind of stench. Like, my laundry compared to Tyler's laundry are two, like, mine smells like flowers and daisies. Tyler's smells like butthole and like.
No, you don't understand.
Jim ball sacks.
The way Kevin's hockey stuff smells,
Oh. It's
unbelievable. It's like when he brings the bag inside to do the laundry, it's like I have to disinfect the entire washing machine. It's so disgusting. And if I have two boys now, like I'm going to one day have like a whole separate washer dryer for just hockey stuff. Because he once, because the stuff was still wet from the day before, just threw the stinky stuff in the dryer. I cannot explain to you the smell that came out of that dryer. It hockey stuff.
I think
is
hockey,
so gross.
That's what I was gonna say. Out of all the professional athletes, I think hockey players might smell the worst.
The worst.
The worst. Cause it's like, I don't, it's a different kind of stench. Cause it's inside, it's on ice. Like, I don't know. It's just.
So the stuff doesn't dry. So it just like.
Oh, and it gets that
like soggy and cold. It's not good.
Okay, well, I feel bad. I was thinking about it. I was like, I only have one boy, and Tyler's like a pretty boy. So he's not like the smelliest, but for him to have that type of smell laundry, I was like, Astrid, probably she's dating a hockey player, firefighter, and now has two boys.
It's a stinky situation.
Okay, also, so how do you feel about Sheena and Ariana's fight over Dancing with the Stars?
I feel like that, how you said it's all a little bit of acting, that kind of felt like a little bit of acting. Like, I feel really bad for Sheena because I feel like she is scared of Ariana and she can't be totally truthful. And I think Ariana is also just like, she just doesn't give a shit. Like, she's just in the zone of her own life.
Yeah.
So I just, I don't feel like she really fully actually felt bad. She just knows that she'll look bad if she doesn't pretend like she feels bad.
And also, Sheena is going to be on Dancing with the Stars next season, like 100%. She's built herself up for it. And the fact that she took dance classes for it,
So she was like actually in talks of getting Dancing with the Stars from the way she was making it sound, right? Like, yeah. She was saying, so like her agent or someone must have been talking to them, which is also like so hilarious what we consider stars now. Like,
I know. But Vanderpump Rules was nominated. They're an Emmy award winning, well, Emmy award nominated. Is that what it is? TV show. And it was, I will never forget last season being in my bed watching the episodes and the reunion. That was like I think that was the last time I was truly happy. I really do. I think that was the last. It's been all downhill. It's been all downhill since then. I'm telling you.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Joe, how are we feeling about Joe and Tom Schwartz? On this episode, they go on a little Schwan date. They go on it's like a paddleboard on a swan. Not a paddleboard.
What is it called? What are those things called? What?
I think it's paddle.
Paddling barefoot is what I wrote. I said, why are Joe and Schwartz paddling barefoot?
Yeah. So Tom Schwartz and Joe paddle barefoot on this Schwan. And they like it's a little date in the park. But I don't really understand what's
why
going on here.
The show. Yeah, I don't know why she's on the show.
I feel I don't want to be mean because she is quirky. She's different. But I want to like her. But then in the back of my head, I know that she moved in with Tom Schwartz right after Katie and him broke up. And she's best friends with Kristen Doty. So, you know
what
I mean?
She's definitely out there. Like, even the text that they showed where she just said, Justin Bieber loves you. And then, like, continued on about, like she, like, this is so bad. But, like, Katie was not fully wrong when she said crackhead energy. Like, I understand what she was saying. But, like, that's not a nice thing to, like, say about someone. But it's, like, when you watch her, it's, like, girl, you are not helping your case. Like, you are odd.
No.
Like, I don't really know what I'm watching when I'm watching her. It's like, what is happening? And why are you on this show? Why is she doing confessionals? Like, what is the storyline we're going for?
But I've been told I had crackhead energy multiple times in my life, so I don't know how I feel about that. But she also keeps making these sounds like,
she does this thing with her teeth. Like,
I low-key kind of fuck with her. I feel like they're trying to bring a breath of fresh air into the cast, but it's not hitting.
No, and like, maybe Schwartz trying to bring her on too to like clear her name and like be a good friend, but I don't know that it's working. Like, I just don't know if this season where we're coming off of Scandoval and we're trying to like understand what has been happening post Scandoval, I don't know if we need additional new characters. Yeah. Like, we have Allie. We have her and her birth charts. Like, we don't need Joe.
I love Allie.
That's a perfect new addition. I'm confused why Joe is there.
I'm confused too, but I don't mind her. She doesn't really bother me.
Yeah. Like, I think she's fine.
She's fine. She's fine.
I just don't know that she needs to be on the show.
I liked her turtle story. So let's just keep it at that. Okay. Yeah. A lot of things didn't really happen. They like this episode of Vanderpump. They all like went to this bar, which was like very staged. And I just think it was highly produced. It was awkward, right? It was an awkward setup. They had Ariana and Tom Sandoval in the same room for the first time this season, but it just didn't translate to viewers that well, right?
No, it was awkward. Kind of like pointless. We're having the same conversation again about Sheena and Tom and like why she misses the friendship. But like, it's so obvious that Sandoval is not self-aware at all.
I know.
So it's like my only note from that entire night was, why does Sheena want to be his friend? So like, I understand mourning the friendship, but then when you're seeing how he's acting in the present moment, it's like, he's not really acting like somebody you would want to be friends with.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I think Sheena just wants to be friends with everybody and good terms with everybody. She's always been like that.
Yeah.
And so, excuse me. I think I just threw up in my mouth. But low-key, I can never picture Vanderpump Rules without Tom Sandoval. So in this episode too, Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz are like together in his room and he's journaling, of course. And honestly, my therapist has been telling me to journal and it's been working. So like, I can't make fun of the journaling. So, you know, and for my stand-up comedy, I've been journaling. So
no, I think journaling is really great.
Yeah. But just watching Tom Sandoval do it is just different.
Yeah. And it's like the picture, I just can't like get behind him playing the victim.
I know, that's what it is. It's not.
Out of everyone, you are the least of the victims. Like, and even Raquel is like kind of could play the victim card. It's like he can't, and that's all he's doing. And it's like, we're supposed to believe that this is just like this terribly sad, like, love story and he's never gonna get to see her and hug her. But then also, didn't you just have those two weird girls in your pool talking about whatever? You know, it's like it's not consistent. It's like it's acting.
Okay,
it is really acting. It's like he's like crying in the closet and just sitting there. But it's like, no. But then you just had that weird pool party like a day ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Astrid, I didn't even think of that. That makes so much sense. Yes, it is so inconsistent, the whole thing. It makes me – oh, it's such bad acting. And, like, if you think about it, like, these people kind of wanted to be actors. So this is kind of what – you know what I mean? This is their acting career. But – and then he was like – he comes out of the closet, Tom Sandoval, and he was like – I'm feeling destructive, bro.
He's a man child. I cannot with the friendship bracelets and the weird necklaces. It's like, you're not a teenager. Like, why are you dressed like that? It's like, just because Y2K fashion is in doesn't mean you need to be doing it. My favorite part of that whole scene too, though, was the Scott Peterson thing. Like, that was really, really funny. Like, I did laugh at that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That was a perfect comparison because he will never get rid of this. Like, I don't think it's possible for him to be anyone other than the guy who did all of this. And it's like, sure, you can do your weird shows or like one-offs. Like, wasn't he on The Masked Singer? Like, it's like, sure, you can do all of those things. But like, and at the end of the day, you're Sandoval. Like, you're not Sandoval anymore. You are Sandoval.
You're Sandoval. And it's just funny because he did the show with our ex-boyfriend. What's his, he's not making it any better for himself either. If you think about it, yes, he's messed up, but then he goes to New York Times or Page Six or whatever and does an interview saying that his scandal was like OJ Simpson trial. Like, he's not making it better for himself. So,
which just shows you that, like, he is actually just that unaware of how he comes off. Like, because he believes that. Like, he does think he's the victim and he fully believes it. And he just, if he just apologized to everyone and then shut up, it wouldn't have been as bad. It was like all of the other things he's been doing in the last year are what makes it so, like, cringy. But then here's my other thing that I just want to add, okay? Actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
And then let's move to the valley.
And then let's move on. He, though, is the same person now as he has been this entire time, which, like, makes me kind of judge Ariana. It's like, you were still with this type of a man. Like, he was always like extra with the nail polish. Like, he has been this person. Like, he was in that band while they were like dating. So I am judging her like a little bit because she was still with him for 10 years.
Astrid, I swear to God, last night when I was watching it, when a last thought, Jax comes back to Vanderpump Rules for a final scene. All the boys have like a final dinner. And in my head, Jax calls out Tom Sandoval. He said, "Oh, damn, I saw you on Instagram. You're looking way better in person. You were looking like a 50-year-old man, but you're looking better now, but minus the white nail polish." And in my head, I'm like, Ariana was dating this guy the whole time. Like, you know, like she was dating this guy. So I low-key don't really like, this is a blessing for her, you know? So and then Tom Sandoval, when Jax called him out on the nail polish, was like, "It's ombre. It's ombre."
But I also understood what he was saying to Jax. Like, I do feel like he was right in that sense where he was like, "Jax, why are you talking about me? Leave me alone." Like, and he was a good friend to Jax when Jax was doing everything wrong. And he did take him back as a friend after Jax hooked up with Kristen. So, like, I understand when Tom says that everyone is, like, coming for him and making it seem like that the worst of the worst, when all of these people have been doing this for the last however many years we've been watching the show, they're all the same. But it's like all the other stuff he's doing that is like, no, you just need to lay low. Like, lay low. Don't have these weird trippy pool parties.
He loves this. Like, he low-key loves this attention. In a weird twist away, he loves it, but he wants to play the victim. But watching Jax and Tom Sandoval back on my TV last night was iconic. Jax, I didn't know that I could miss him.
Missed him?
But I kind of missed him. I did. Jax. Okay.
I think it was like a couple of weeks ago. We said, we don't know if we're going to watch the finale. I watched the finale and I was like, this is my new favorite show.
Okay. So next up, so Vanderpump Rules, we're done. I can't wait for next week, but let's move into the Valley. So I loved the Valley. I'm such a fan. I didn't even know that what it was real. Like, I didn't know what I was. I didn't have any expectations, like no expectations going in. But I did like the Valley way better than this week's episode of Vanderpump Rules. So we get introduced to a whole new cast in West Hollywood. Oh, who left West Hollywood and they moved to the Valley. The couples are Jax and Brittany, Michelle and Jesse, Danny and Naya, and Jason and Janet, Kristen and Luke, and Jasmine.
I know, it's amazing. Like, she did it. I know.
I'm so happy. Okay, so right now, Brittany and Jax are currently separated in real life. And I think it's real. Like, I think this is not any promotion for the show. I think they are actually separated. But the show starts out with Brittany getting a chin job. Is it a chin job?
Jax, I don't know, but that's what it should be called.
Is it a chin job? A double chin job. I don't know.
Yeah, she did the liposuction.
Lipo. Yeah. So I love Brittany so much too.
Oh, she's great.
You can't not like Brittany. Like, there's nothing to not like about her. She's so sweet. And Jax is just so intense. He's like sitting down in the kitchen, like, "I have 36 cameos to do. This is going to take me all day. We got to get Jax's right. We got to do the podcast." Like, I kind of miss his intense energy. And he's just
very intense.
He's not even trying to be like that. Like, that's just who he is.
That's who he is. I know. Because when they were showing all the flashbacks, it's like he's still the same person. He's just a dad now, which is just
literally. And then Michelle and Jesse. Jesse is kind of like a Jax 2.0 a little bit. Right?
Literally, I wrote in my notes, I didn't think there could be a person that's a bigger douchebag than Jax. And here we are. It's Jesse. Like, literally, it's like Jax on steroids.
Side note, I did cold plunging yesterday and I felt like I did an 8-ball of cocaine. It was amazing. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I just had to throw that in there. But no, Jesse and Michelle, I heard, not 100% sure, allegedly that they're on the rocks too. What is that balloon thing?
I don't know. Why are there balloons on the screen? I have no idea what that was. We'll do your hand
thing. Maybe it's my birthday because it's my birthday. You're going to call me? Okay. So Jesse and Michelle, I heard that they're on the rocks.
They're separated.
Oh, they are?
I texted Lori to confirm, and they are also separated.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So there's two couples on the show that are now separated in real life. And we get to just watch their marriage fall apart, which is like, I'm not saying
it's a good thing,
but it's like, this will be interesting.
I'm tuning in.
Like, I don't want any broken, like, families for the children. I want everyone to be happy and together.
Yeah.
But if I have to watch it fall apart, I will.
That's what I'm going to spend my Saturday night doing. Wait, no. Okay. Yeah. So I did. So that's not allegedly. That's
real.
That's confirmed. Okay.
Yeah.
Then Danny and Nia is the other couple. I am obsessed with them. Nia was a former USA, Miss USA. And Danny is just.
Like a Nickelodeon kid or something, right?
He was on Hannah Montana and iCarly, and I kind of remember him. And
until they showed the flashback photo. I'm like, I recognize that guy.
I know that guy.
I couldn't, like, picture him, like, in real life. But as soon as I saw the photo, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and then he does Walking Dead voiceovers. I was dying. Like, I loved the show. I was so happy with this. And just the editing. And
the couples are all great. Like,
the couples are great.
It's a good group of people. And, like, when you start with a fresh show, it can be so hit or miss. But these people, like, really mesh very well together. Just, like, the stages in life that they're in. Like, I can relate to it so much. It's like seeing all the kids stuff and, like, I don't want to jump ahead, but it's like I just relate to all these people so much throughout the episode.
Were you going to say how she was crying at the end and you felt
when
like
– when she was crying at
the end.
It's like she's clearly – it's just like postpartum. She's like isn't sleeping and her hormones are crazy. And like she would have laughed at this at any other moment. But in that instance,
hormones take over. Hormones take over. I knew you were going to say that. So next couple is Jason and Janet. Janet is the pregnant one. Janet is friends with Lala, Ariana. So she's been in the mix. I think she's really funny. I think she's a great addition. And I love Jason. I think that this is a really good group of couples. And then we have Kristen and Luke. So the Kristen situation, what are your thoughts? Do you want me to break it down?
I mean, it's like on the one hand, I think it's like a little bit concerning to just because I have two kids. So like and I think that's where Jax was trying to come from. He was just like overdoing it a lot at the party. But I think when I was watching this Luke man say 99% of his life is in Colorado, but they're trying for a baby. I'm like, I don't know if this is the best idea. Like personally, I would tell my kids you should live with someone first before you have kids with them. Because it's like dating is like so easy. Living together is like a whole other story. Then like truly like merging lives and merging money and all of those things, then that's another step. And like I do think you have to make sure you're like fully on the same page. Luke just strikes me as someone who's just like going along with whatever Kristen is saying she wants to do.
Yeah.
But then on the other end, I'm also just like, whatever. If you want to be a mom and that's your priority, be a mom. And if it doesn't work out with this guy, I was raised by a single mom. I'm amazing. You know, like it is what it is. So it's like, let her do her thing. Like what shouldn't matter to anybody else.
So for the Girls Night listeners, Kristen is dating a new guy, Luke, and who I think she's only met for how long?
I think they've been together for a year, she said.
A year. But she was with a guy who kicked her out of the apartment 7 times. I was dying. Like, that is such a Kristen Doty thing to happen.
And, like, the fact that he made her sell the house and she does sell the house. And now.
But Kristen's a ride or die friend. That's what I've noticed everybody was saying about her. Even Jasmine, our dear friend Jasmine, who is on the show as well, she always talks about how Kristen's a ride or die friend. I think she even bailed Jax out of jail at one point.
Yeah, Lori's told me the same thing. She said that out of everyone, I would actually get along with Kristen the best because she's like a true girl's girl. I'm like, that is interesting.
I know, because we think that she's, you know. But
crazy.
We're all loose in the head. I feel like we're amazing, but we're definitely loose in the head.
For sure.
And Jax does not like Luke, Kristen's boyfriend. Brittany was talking about how they were all at Sheena's wedding and Jax was just acting like Luke wasn't there. And that's such a Jax thing to do. And then Jax blocked Luke on Instagram. It just, if you think about it, like, these people are parents and they're doing, like, blocking somebody on Instagram. It's so funny and it's so Jax. But I feel like Luke is just kind of, as Jasmine said, vanilla.
Yeah. I don't feel like he fully comprehends what he's but doing maybe or where that's, he is.
But maybe that's what Kristen needs. Maybe she right. needs a vanilla. So
agreed,
maybe Jax is wrong.
Yeah, she's plenty spicy. So she needs someone who's like a little bit mellow and who just like does what she says.
Yeah, I agree. Jesse also mentioned on this episode, I kind of wanted to get your opinion. Jesse mentions that having a kid changes everything in a relationship. And that kind of scared me because I'm at that stage where, like, obviously we're going to get married and, like, we're going to have a baby and, like, what? Like, I start doing these. I know I shouldn't be doing that, but, like, what if, like, Tyler and I, like, you know?
I mean, listen, having a kid changes, like, every aspect of your life, right?
Yeah.
And obviously your relationship is part of that. And I also think, though, when Jesse says that, it's like, I think their daughter is 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
I also think when they get a little bit older, I think it gets a little bit easier again. I think when they're just so little and they literally can't do shit by themselves. Like,
yeah, they're
shitting in their diapers. Like, they can't do anything. You know what I mean? So it's like, I laugh now because I used to take so much care of Kevin because I'm such a like nurturing person.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what Jesse's talking about is like when you're with a woman and she's like taking care of you all the time, but then we have kids, all of our attention kind of goes to the kid.
Yeah.
And then the husbands are just kind of left like, what do I do? You know, like they just kind of get lowered on the totem pole. And so before I didn't have to make an effort for my relationship. Now it has to be like an active effort, right? So like,
yeah,
that but it just is what it is. Like that is like the trade-off for having kids. And I do think it like comes back around eventually,
yeah.
But it obviously changes everything. Like when I'm tired and I've been screamed at by 2 kids for the day, it's like, yeah, I'm not going to pretend to care about watching hockey with you. Like I don't have the energy anymore. It's like I just have a lot more energy to deal with.
poor Kevin. And it's funny because like boys, I feel like it's so hard for guys to be vulnerable, and when they feel like left out, it's they act like little men, you know,
like, well, little, and like, so it's, I feel like men go from having like their mom take care of them to then they like get married and then the wife takes care of them, so then when they're just like truly on their own all of a sudden once you have kids and then they have to like also participate in the parenting,
yeah,
I bet you it must be really overwhelming.
Yeah, I get it. I see it. I get it. Honestly, Kevin, I feel you. So
but honestly, I do think you just find your new normal, so yeah. I don't think you should be scared.
That was a great answer. Like,
I think you just find your new normal eventually, and then like when you get out of the fog, then you can prioritize your relationship again.
If you were just on Miss USA pageant and I asked you that question and you gave that answer, you would 100% be Miss USA right now. Like that was just a, such a great, iconic, amazing answer. I would be like, I did stand up the other night too. And I spoke gibberish. Like the words that came out of mouth were in English. So good times. My stand up career is going iconic. Okay. So Jax and Brittany on last night's episode of The Valley, Jax and Brittany throw Janet a carnival-themed birthday party. You could tell Jesse and Michelle are having problems already. Yeah. Jesse calls Lala a side piece at one point. It's just awkward. You could tell, like, Jesse, the something's Jack
2.0. He's a douchebag. Like, he's literally a douchebag.
But I kind of, like, think he's great reality like, he's a great reality TV person.
And I bet you, when they didn't have a kid, it was just like, haha, funny douchebag. They were just going out, getting drunk, going on vacations, living the life. And now she is like, I have a kid. Like, grow up. And he doesn't want to grow up.
And she's hot. Michelle's hot. She's a hot.
Really hot.
She's a hot mom. It's just funny, dude, watching Jax be the biggest drama queen ever. He's such a gossip. It's like he thrives off the shit. He was going up to everybody saying, don't you think Kristen should be having a baby right now? Like, she doesn't even know this guy. Like, did you get that? I was like,
I thought it was like so inappropriate for Jax to talk this much about Kristen's reproductive rights to everybody at this party. That's a birthday party. Like, this is not the place. Like, there's children here. Like, Jax, calm down. Also, like, before Jax had a kid, do you think anybody would have been like, yeah, Jax is going to be a good one to have a kid with? I don't think so. But once you become a parent, you just figure it out. So just, shut the fuck up. And also, you're telling me that Brittany doesn't do 90% of the parenting? Like, I'm sorry. There is no way I believe. Like, I'm sure he's a great dad and hands-on, whatever, whatever. But, like, Cruz is thriving because of Brittany, and we all know it. So, like, Jax, calm down. Like, you're the plus one parent. Like, you're not the primary parent. Calm down.
I'm so happy you love the show. I really do love it. Like, I felt like it was – and wasn't it such – I feel like since it was right after Vanderpump Rules, it was such a light – it was such a lightness. Like, it was airy. It was bubbly. It was fun. I was really into it.
Well, I wonder if that was my problem, too, because I watched The Valley first because I watched it all the next day. So I watched The Valley, and I was just, like, on a high. I was like, this is amazing. I just had so much fun. I'm chuckling. These people are great. And then I watched Vanderpump. I was like, ew.
I know.
Cancel the show.
No, I was like, literally, I watched The Valley just before this, just before recording. And I was like, coming into the episode, like, ooh, yeah, Bravo's back, baby. We're in historic times of Bravo, baby. So yeah, there's a scene in the kitchen on The Valley where Jax and Kristen are going at it about Kristen not being a mother. But I think that she's 40 years old, she sees all her friends, which is a very relatable thing for viewers too, which I think I'm happy that Bravo did this because there are so many women out there that are 40 plus that don't have the right man that they want to, or whatever, to be with, and they're figuring it out. And it's good that Kristen is voicing it and telling her story. I'm happy about it.
I agree. And I think that's the part where it's like, Jax is just being such a Jax, because if you were just actually truly concerned about your friend, wouldn't you just have a one-on-one conversation with Kristen and pull her aside at the party and be like, I love you. I have seen you date lots of guys. I don't know if this guy is it. Are there other options? Can you do IVF? Or does it happen? You know, it's like, be a good friend. But instead, you're like going and talking shit to every single person at this party.
But I think Jax just loves reality. Like, he's doing it for reality TV. Like, they're all.
Well, he does know how to make good TV.
Yeah. And if you think about it, they're so programmed differently than everybody. Yeah. They've been on this show for 12 years. The way their mind works is so different than how ours work, because they are constantly
in a bubble.
They're in a bubble.
We were in a bubble on The Bachelor. Like, we were not in reality, and that's just their every day.
I forgot I had a family on The Bachelor. I completely forgot I had a sister. I remember like packing a picture of my sister, and at like week two, I was like, who is this woman? You know, like, I had no idea who that was. But it's like they're living in that mindset bubble for
all the time.
Because they're constantly trying, they have to keep their job. And they're constantly thinking that way. So Jax being outed he even talked about how getting off Vanderpump, being fired from Vanderpump, was like the end of the world for him. So he is trying so hard to make a comeback for TV. And he gave us what we needed. Yeah. And I was dying at the end of the episode. Danny and Naya were taking a picture, and Jax pulled down
Danny's pants.
What's it called? Panting, right? Panting?
Oh, I don't know.
He pants Danny, and Naya went into an emotional, and I thought it was so cute. She just had two babies.
I can't imagine. Like, I'm like, she is doing what we're doing, but she has two babies. Like, because their age difference is similar to what Augie and Nash are, and it's so hard to have a toddler and a newborn. It's so hard to have two.
Yeah. Did they have twins?
Like, she has twins. Yeah, she has twins plus a toddler.
Oh my God. But then, she was really upset that everybody saw Danny's little wee wee and she started crying. And Jax was like, I'm sorry. Everybody saw your wee wee. But it was just so funny when they were all the girls were in there. And Brittany's like, we didn't see anything. None of us saw anything. Don't worry. Like,
did you guys see anything?
Did you guys see it? She's like, it's fine. Like, I don't want you to cry like this. I was fucking dying.
I love Brittany. I love Brittany.
But I'm really happy with the Valley. I'm so excited to watch more. Like, I'm truly invested. I feel like that's how I feel about Summer House right now. Vanderpump will make its comeback. I think they always need an episode like this week's. Really quick, let's do some Bravo news stories. Or you think that... I just wanted to say Larsa Pippen and
Marcus.
And Marcus broke up, which I'm so weirdly, Larsa's like my
How are you gonna word this? Larsa.
Oh, Larsa. I just don't understand her how she works. She moves differently than you know? Moves differently. Like, I low-key think that she got with Michael Jordan's son for publicity.
Probably.
Like, honestly. I dead-ass think that. She just moves different. I think that since she was in
the shadow. This is who she is. Like, I watched The Traitors, and Marcus and her were on The Traitors. This is who she – like, she's straight up just like that. And on The Traitors reunion, Andy asked about them – breaking up, and she just said, we just couldn't agree on a couple things, but like, it's all good now. So it's like, I wonder what those things are.
I just think maybe Larsa was in the shadow of Scottie Pippen for so long that she wants so much attention now, and then Michael Jordan's son was always Michael Jordan's son, so he wants some attention, so they're doing something crazy. I don't know. Those are my
weird
thoughts.
Okay, I also saw Karen from Potomac got a DUI.
I love how we're talking shit about Tom Sandoval's journaling. Meanwhile, we journal about Bravo and
I know that's actually so embarrassing.
It's so much more embarrassing.
Like, podcast, random news. Karen gets DUI.
Vanderpump Rules recap. The Valley recap. Bravo.
Literally,
news.
The Valley giving it an 8 out of 10. Like,
this is our job. This is our job, you know? Like, this is what we do. But yeah, I saw
it's
Karen.
It's not even my podcast. It's not even my job. It's your podcast. I'm just here for fun.
Which is even way more embarrassing. No, Astrid, we're going to BravoCon this year. I told Tyler today. Yeah. Let's just do it.
We are.
No, we have to. So Karen got a DUI. I didn't really
read anything about it other than the headline.
Did you not?
I just saw the headline. I just wrote it down. I figured maybe you would do the research.
I literally thought that you were going to do the research. Okay. But no, I think
so we don't know.
Yeah. So
was
we don't
drinking?
Know.
Was she smoking? Yeah. Was she actually driving? Was she sleeping in the car? We don't know.
She said she was emotionally not okay. Like something was, it was like an emotional thing.
Okay. Maybe she was on like pills or something. Like it doesn't have to be drinking, right? Like driving under the influence or.
Yeah.
Because DWI is driving while impaired. So driving under the influence could be influence of
anything.
Anything.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll look that one up.
We'll circle back. But Astrid, I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for coming on Girls Night. Tell everybody where they can follow you and what. And we'll see you next week.
I'm still at Astrid Locke. Like,
never going to change it. Never going to change it.
Never going to change it.
I love you so much. Big fans of Valley. Vanderpump Rules. But
Summer House will be good.
Oh, Summer House is everything right now.
Yeah, next time we got to do a Summer House recap.
Let's week we will do Summer House and
the Valley.
The Valley. When is Jersey coming on?
Not till May.
Oh.
Yeah. I think, or like end of April. Like it's still a bit. But Martha's Vineyard starts on the 24th, which is in a couple days. And that one was kind of good.
Which is my birthday. Are you going to wish me happy birthday?
Yeah, on the 25th.
Woohoo! Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can catch an all-new episode of Girls Night every Tuesday. And make sure to follow us on social media at @AlexisWaters_ and at Girls Night Hangout, where you can find weekly updates about the show and some behind-the-scenes action. Also, make sure to check out my jewelry brand at Hoonation by Alexis and use code FLASH25 for 25% off your entire purchase. And please don't forget to subscribe. Love you. Bye.